Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the first chapter of Maseches Kinim. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So we had been discussing what happens when birds from different sets get mixed up with one another. So different types of sacrifices get intermingled, and we don't know which is from what. So Mishnah Gimel asks, B'meh devarim amurim? What case are we talking about here? Bechova ubinadava. We're discussing a case. Now, the case we said yesterday had to deal with obligatory birds mixed up with voluntary birds. So an obligatory bird is such as if a woman gave birth, or a zav, or a zava, one of these situations, they have to bring a carbon of two birds. Whereas an adava, a voluntary offering, is when somebody says, I am giving this bird as a free will offering to the temple. So we said that if the pairs get mixed up and we don't know which bird is what, then you can only use the minimum number from the obligatory pairs. So the question is, what's going on? What's this case? So the Mishnah answers, Bechova ubinadava. It's only talking about when an obligatory pair gets mixed up with voluntary birds. Aval Bechova, when we're dealing with an obligatory pair, Shinis arva zo bezo, gets mixed up with another obligatory pair. So we're not dealing with the same situation now. So if two different people have obligatory pairs, or even if one person has multiple obligatory pairs, achas lezu v'achas lezu, so each person has one set, shtayim lezo, or one person has two sets, ushtayim lezo, and the other has two sets, shlosh lezo, ushlosh lezo, or each person has three sets, as long as they have the same number, each person involved, mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul. As long as that's the case, as long as each party has the same number of birds, then half of the total number of birds may still be used, and half of them are invalidated. But, achas lezo ushtayim lezo, if one has one set and one has two sets, ushlosh lezo, or one has three sets, ve'esr lezo, or somebody has 10 sets, umeh lezo, or somebody has 100 sets, if they have differing numbers of pairs, hamuat kasher, then only the smallest number is kasher. So if one person has one set and one person has 100 sets, only one set would be good. If one person has 10 sets and the other has 11 sets, 10 sets would be good. So when it's the same number of birds, you go 50-50. When they're differing numbers of birds, you go with the smaller number. Bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos. This is the case whether the people involved are bringing the sacrifice for the same reason or for different reasons. Bein me'isha achas, bein mishtei nashim. And this is also the case whether these sets belong to one woman or to two different women. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Bechova ubenedava. This is talking about when an obligatory pair gets mixed up with free will offerings. Shinis arvu, kine chova, shemiktsasan chatos, miktsasan olos, im kine nedava, shekulan olos. The situation is that an obligatory pair has two birds, one of which is going to be offered as a sin offering and one of which is going to be offered as a bird offering. But when it comes to the free will offerings, all of them are burnt offerings. So that's what's going on. Aval b'chova shenis arva zo b'zo. But when you're discussing obligatory pairs that get mixed up with one another, so each one is one chatas and one ola. Kansasuma shal yoldos Oshel Zava, Shinasarav Bakan Shel Yodos, Oshel Zava Acheres. So the case is that it's the birds belonging to one woman who gave birth or one Zava, and they get mixed up with the birds belonging to another woman who gave birth or another Zava. Mechsa Kasher or Mechsa Pasul. So as long as they have the same number of pairs, half of them would be usable and half of them would be invalidated. Umakriv Meha Arba Hamorovim Shnayim Bilvad. So you can offer out of these four birds that got mixed up, two of them only. Echad la'ola ve'echad la'chatas. One of them for a sin offering, and one of them for a burnt offering. V'lo yoter, but not any more than this. De'i avid shtei olos. If you were to offer two burnt offerings, shema yase osan mikan echad. Maybe you'll end up taking them from birds that were in the same original pair. V'kol kan susumahu echad ola ve'echad chatas. And every obligatory pair that's undesignated, one of them has to be for a burnt offering and one of them has to be for a sin offering. So you can't run the risk that you're offering the same type of carbon from two birds that were in the same set. Now, if the women had differing numbers of birds, then hamuat kasher, the smaller number, is valid. Im nisarev kan echad sasuma b'shnei kinim acherim, if one undesignated pair got mixed up with two other pairs, o b'shlosha, or with three pairs, eno yichol lahakriv ela kan echad, you can only offer one pair of birds. Pray the achas l'chatas, or pray the achas l'ola. One single bird is a sin offering, and one single bird as a burnt offering. Aval shtei olos lo matzi avid, but you can't do two burnt offerings. Shema yikach hakan shehu mavur tchila liyoledas achas she'eno yachol lasos b'mena ela echad chatas ve'echad ola. Because again, maybe you're going to take two birds from the same woman, and it's going to be a case where one of them should have been a chatas and one of them should have been an ola. You can't use them both for olos. V'chein im nisarvu asar kinim b'mea. The same would be the case if 10 sets got mixed up with 100 sets. And umakriv mikulan ela asara kinim. If that happens, you can only use 10 pairs. Miktsasan chatos umiktsasan olos. Half of these birds would be burnt offerings, and half of them would be sin offerings. Vahashar psulin, and the rest are not usable. Vezehu amuat kosher. And this is what's meant by the minimum number is valid. Bein mishem echad, whether they're of the same name. Leida v'leida, for example, they're both for giving birth. Ziva v'ziva, or they're both for having an emission. Mishtei nashim, o me'isha achas. And this is the case whether it's from two different women or whether from one woman. Bein mishnei shemos, and this is the case if they're for two different reasons. Leida v'ziva, for example, one woman is there for having given birth and the other one is there for having an emission. Bein mishtei nashim, and this is the case whether they were from two different women. Bein me'isha achas, or whether they were both brought from the same woman, kidma faresh va'azil, as will be explained as we move ahead. Mishnah Dalid, the last Mishnah in this chapter. Ketzad mishem echad, what is the case of one name? So Bartner said will be explained as we go on. We're there. So leida v'leida, they both are there giving sacrifices for having given birth. Ziva v'ziva, or they're both there giving sacrifices for a certain type of bodily emission. Mishem echad, so that's the case of one name. Mishnei Shemos, two different names. Leida v'ziva, one is for giving birth and the other is for an emission. Ketzad shtei nashim, what's the case of two women? Alzo leida v'alzo leida, they're each there for having given birth. Alzo ziva v'alzo ziva, or they're each there for having an emission. Mishem echad. Then they have the same name for their sacrifices. Mishnei Shemos, and two different names. Alzo leida v'alzo ziva. This woman is here because she gave birth. That woman's here because she had an emission. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei nashim shalachu kanehem be'erev. If two women purchased the birds for their sacrifices jointly, oshe nasnu deme kanehem lekohen, or if they gave the kohen the money to purchase their birds, le'ezo shiyirtza kohen yakriv chatas, then the kohen can offer the chatas for whichever woman he wants. U'le'ezo shiyirtza kohen yakriv ola, and the kohen can offer the burnt offering for whoever he wants. Bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos, whether they're there for the same reason or for different reasons. Quick look in Bartnura on Mishnah Dalid, Rabbi Yossi Omer. So Rabbi Yossi says that the kohen can decide who gets which bird for what reason. La vishum desavar Rabbi Yossi yesh brera. It's not because he feels that there is retroactive decision-making power. V'neima kishe hakriv hakohen kan echad l'shem achas mehen huver hadavar l'mafreya d'metchila b'sha l'kicha hakan hayakan zeshela. So we're not saying when the kohen offers it that retroactively that bird was already decided to be for that woman. Ela mafarish b'gemara, but rather the gemara explains, b'perik b'chol ma'arvin, in the chapter that deals with this, d'Rebbe Yossi, mairi kishahasnu b'shas l'kicha, sheyocho hakohen lasos kan sheyirtza, l'shem eza isha sheyirtza, v'halacha k'Rebbe Yossi. So the gemara explains that when the women acquired the birds, they did it with the understanding that the kohen would have this ability. So that's the situation that the Gemara says this Mishnah is talking about, and not that the Kohen can retroactively assign them as of the time of purchase. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Join us tomorrow, and we will begin Perek Beis.